You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to today's Nature Connection show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. How is 2014 going for you? We're already into the third week of January, and here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're already seeing signs of spring just starting to show her face. We've had such a mild winter here in the UK so far. We're possibly bracing ourselves for that changing in February. So far, it's been very mild, although we've had lots of wind and rain, and many people have had a lot of problems with the flooding. But in terms of temperature, it's been mild. So those of us in the UK right now walking out into nature are seeing daffodils. I've seen crocus coming up, the Star of Bethlehem are coming up in my local park. I've seen snowdrops peeping their heads out. So well and truly being spoiled by Mother Nature right now. So as you may be aware, this year, New Moon and New Year's Day, January the 1st, were exactly the same day. So how is your New Year's intention coming along, which was also therefore your New Moon intention? We're just past full moon and now into the waning moon phase, which means that it's now time to focus inward once more and to maybe take the foot off the accelerator pedal on any of the plans that you set out for yourself at the beginning of the year, and just to take some time out to see what's worked for you, what hasn't worked, and maybe building up to setting yourself a new intention on New Moon, which is the 30th of January, also Chinese New Year. If you feel like joining a group to help you navigate through February and working with the lunar cycle, my Manifesting with the Moon 29-day online journey is launching this 30th of January. You can find out more about it on the Nature Connections Show blog on Natural Health Radio and also on my website, essentiallyflowers.com. So in today's program, we're very spoiled as well because I have a really interesting interview with Earth Priestess Angie Twidell, and that's coming up in just a moment. And in the second part of the program, I'm going to be talking to you about colour. It's a dark time of year for those of us here in the Northern Hemisphere. So let's bring some colour into our lives and also and look at some of the colours that can brighten our days, bring more energy into our bodies, our minds and spirits, and also some easy ways that you can bring this into your own life. So I will see you again in a moment, and I will be speaking to Angie.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.
And welcome back to the Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. My guest today is Angie Twidell. And Angie is a holistic therapist, yoga teacher, doula, birth coach, beekeeper, and by no means last, an earth priestess. So welcome to the Nature Connection Show, Angie.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome. Now, we have a whole load of things that we can talk about during this time together. So, and it's very, very relevant to this new year and all the opportunities in front of us. But why don't you just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, well, throughout my life, my various trainings have really brought me to the place where I am now, which is really working with the earth, with spirit, and with elements and nature. My passion really is working for women with their cycles, with their moon times, their biorhythms, their energies. So very much following the cycle of themselves, really in parallel to the cycle of nature, the cycle of life. So it really pulls everything together for them and how I work.
So I'm sure everybody knows of the things that I read about you at the beginning, holistic therapist, yoga teacher, doula. Tell us a little bit about your doula work. Not everybody knows what a doula is.
Some people think it's jeweler, which means obviously someone selling jewellery. It's obviously not that. A doula is actually the Greek word for birth companion. It means like a loving mother, a loving support. And I got into doing that, obviously getting to know women in the pregnancy classes. I was actually guided to retrain to become a doula, to be an emotional support during birth. Because the way our families are geared up now, a lot of women have moved away from their mums, their sisters, their families, and they haven't got that one-to-one support. So that's what a doula is. A doula helps support women and their partners emotionally through the process of pregnancy and is actually there at the birth. And we're not there to replace their husbands, their partners. We're there to support both of them. And it's such a beautiful thing to do. It's such a gift. An amazing time of a woman's life to feel supported.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, lovely, lovely thing to do. And tell us a little bit about your earth priestess self.
My earth priestessing, well, that I've been trained through formally through the Glastonbury Goddess Temple as a priestess of Rhiannon. And Rhiannon is the Welsh goddess. And she's connected in with sacred sexuality. So the training there is all about working through your own sexual hang-ups, really, your own sexual traumas in the here and now. But it also goes back to looking down your mother line to see what maybe your mother went through, your grandmother went through, to try and heal some of those wounds that maybe you've carried through yourself.
It's important, isn't it, to actually look back at the past and look back at what the previous generations have been through.
Yes, absolutely. And even once you've done that work, there's still more to do that you can do for the whole collective, you know, all the women of the world, everything that's gone on. So there's always more to do. I know people have said before, working on yourself is like working on layers of onion skins, but actually it's even bigger than that. You know, all of us together make this huge onion. So there's always more to work through.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, when we start to do this kind of work, how we realise that even when we've done so much work on ourselves, we are actually impacted by the mass consciousness.
We are. We really are. And the way last year for me and a lot of women, it really was looking at the feminine cycles and working on ourselves. But now I think as we go into 2014, I look around me and a lot more men are stepping up and looking at themselves in what do they do? What can they do to help move forwards for themselves, but also us as a community? Which I really embraced because over the years, looking at different workshops and trainings, the majority of the attendees are women. Yeah. And I think the balance is now shifting. And, you know, we are welcoming men to step forwards now.
Yes, it's very much like that in the flower essence world that I live in as well. It's 98% of the workshops are females, but it's interesting that often the people that actually lead are still men.
Yes, is that because we're still primarily in a patriarchal society?
But it's lovely to have them there. Yes, I'm sure you're absolutely right, but it's nice to have them there as well, isn't it?
It is.
So I'd like to talk a little bit about what you've just been saying about 2014 being maybe the time of men becoming more involved once more, because I see around me there is a lot of pain in with partners, with men. Women have done a lot of healing on themselves, but men have been excluded or seem to have been.
I don't think we have, well, personally, consciously excluded men. Maybe the time just hasn't been right for them. Yeah. But now maybe there's been a shift, a dynamic shift. And I think there, whereas, you know, we all know about our haras, our solar plexuses, our wombs. Through women, a lot of us do a lot of work with our third eye and our hearts. And I think the last year for me, I've been doing an awful lot of work with women on womb awakening. And with men, obviously they don't have wombs, but for them, it's their haras. So hara awakening, which is really the reconnection back to their essential primal life force. So that's the spark of life that flows through all things. And when men and women connect back to that life force, it absolutely sets them alive and it opens them up again, like a flower opening, and you're open to love. And when you're in that space and do the work, you awaken to your true destiny, actually, your soul path. What are you really here for? And with support and courage, you can just bring it all into a reality, which is what's been happening. And I think that's really what's going to be happening in 24. People are really going to start waking up.
And bringing us all back together again, I think, that's what it is, isn't it?
Yes, back into community and that support that we all need. I think, you know, the time of the lone wolf is really over. We need to be more like the bees.
Yes, and it's interesting that you work with them as well, bringing through their message as well. Yes, wonderful. So I know your passion, well, you have many passions. Your passion right now is working with womb health. So tell us, you started telling us a little bit about it just before there, but tell us a little bit more about the importance of womb health, beyond maybe what people might think it is.
Well, the obvious of disease, imbalance in the womb, manifests with physical problems like endometriosis, fibroids, infertility. And that is sort of commonplace. It's amazing. Sort of one in four women will have an imbalance in their womb. So that energetic, on an energetic level, it's as though a lot of us, and I can speak from my own experience, have disassociated from our womb area, whether it's because of pain or because of there's been some emotional trauma there. And that can be changed. You don't have to accept surgery or really strong medication. There are ways of working through these physical manifestations of energetic imbalances in your body. And that's what I do.
And how do you do that?
I knew you were going to say that. It's very multifaceted, like a crystal. There's many different ways of getting to the source. Obviously, I love working with people, women, one-to-one, and there's a wonderful therapy called sacral abdominal massage, which is also known as Meyer massage. And in my work, I just call it womb massage. So it's very different from a general massage. It goes much within the woman's tolerance of pressure and easing out tight holding of the ovaries, the womb, and the whole of that sacral abdominal area. And quite often, where I've said before, women have disassociated from it. If you do suffer from anything like that, you know, just place your hand on that area and see if it's cold. See if the flow of energy is stuck. And if it is, you know, there's lots of things you can do. I work with women and teach them the massage. I teach them womb yoga. And it's all about clearing those blocks, keeping the energy flowing. And that, together with different visualizations that can be taught through the Fountain of Life, can really make a huge difference.
And what's the difference between womb yoga and the yoga that everybody knows about?
The yoga that everybody knows about is general Hatha yoga. Womb yoga is specifically for women who are either recovering postnatally, women who are trying to conceive but maybe having difficulties, women who have fibroids, endometriosis. So it's a specific class for women who have gynae problems, who have that blockage that I was talking about. And the class is very tailored with affirmations, some specific chants, breath work, all to help clear and release that area. It's very supportive. And again, sharing with other women in that safe space of what they're going through, because quite often women don't share anything to do with their periods or their moon cycle, whether that's come from, you know, pressure from society or it's a taboo, you know, don't talk about things below. And I'm just trying to encourage that to change.
And is this work relevant? I mean, I think I know the answer, but I'd like to ask you, relevant also to women who are no longer bleeding?
Yes, yes, the women who have either perimenopausal or menopausal, you know, if you're having a difficult time going through with hot flushes, not being able to sleep, again, that's an indication there's an imbalance within your hormonal system. So, yes, you don't have to be still menstruating to come to a womb yoga class. In fact, the women who stopped bleeding hold so much wisdom and knowledge within their bodies. Their wombs still know, and they're like a chalice of information that they're holding that they can share to help everyone else. So the gift of all this is, you know, I learn so much from the women who come to me and who are in my classes. You know, I learn from them and just weave the magic.
Yes. Yes, sounds absolutely so needed, Angie, and very, very beautiful work. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. I'd like to talk to you. You mentioned before when you were talking about menstruation, about women having moon cycles, and I love that word. So talk to us a little bit about a moon cycle.
Oh, well, a moon cycle, being on your moon, is another way of saying you're having your period, much nicer way of saying that. Connected to the lunar cycles without maybe even realizing it. There are obviously different phases of the moon that maybe we only really notice when it's a full moon. You know, the word lunatic comes from the lunar. And so it's really interesting to notice how your energies are on a full moon. Observe your sleep patterns, your creativity, where you are within your menstrual cycle, and see whether you menstruate on a full moon or on a dark moon. And it's also really interesting when your groups of women together, how their periods, their moon time, get a rhythm together. And there's been some research into this, and it has been proven that that does happen. And it's obviously all to do with, you know, pheromones, some unseen magic working.
Yes.
You know, not really talked about again. And on that moon time and moon cycles, we tend not to retreat and rest. And there's a whole movement called the Red Tent, which is a worldwide movement where women are encouraged to rest during their moon time. And in Western society, we're not. You know, you see the adverts on television to, you know, keep going, take painkillers, wear tampons. And if we can take time out and rest and listen to our body, listen to our womb, that is our time, a bit like now, hibernation time, to just go inwards. And I think if we as women did that a little bit more, we'd honour ourselves and have more energy to then put back out into the world.
Yes, absolutely. And living our lives according to the earth cycles is something I think people are awakening to once more.
I think we're having to. I mean, on a very personal level, over Christmas and New Year, with all the storms, our phone lines were down for 5 days. And I'm sure a lot of people like us were without a phone, without a computer. And to embrace that as a time of stillness, which our ancestors would have had to do, was a real opportunity. Rather than being frustrated by it, it was a gift to actually to be able to reflect and just be and just stop completely. And whether it's too much to say, the way the weather cycles are changing with all the floods, it's another way of people really being made to wake up to what we're doing to our planet.
Yes. So as well as moon cycles and women and men too, actually just tracking the moon and seeing her energies and aligning ourselves, which is very much the work that I do as well. We can also do this through the seasons, as you were alluding to yourself a second ago. So can you talk to us a little bit about the energy we find ourselves in right now from a seasonal perspective, this very deep earth time?
It feels like a deep seeding time.
Doesn't it?
I mean, a lot of us are used to making New Year's resolutions, which probably all go out the window after a couple of weeks. But to actually not necessarily plan or control, but just tuning into your intuition, for women tuning into their womb, and to men tuning into their hara. You know, maybe just do it while you're here now. Put one hand over that place, close your eyes for a moment and breathe into it. And you can just ask, what would I really like to do this year? And you can vision, have a dream board. Where do you see yourself going? What do you see yourself doing? It's not about achieving or pushing or making money. It's following your joy, following your passion, and shining your light out there. Whatever gifts you have, it's really sharing your gifts and finding out what your gifts are. Because I know a lot of people do feel their lives are too rushed and they've lost their true self. And I think sometimes by only seeding and pausing, how else can you find your true self? Because we get lost and distracted. I know Facebook is a great distraction for me.
Well, it's part of the human being a human, isn't it? We've all got that kind of thing going on. But yeah, I always liken it or think of a little bit if we were to ask a plant or a tree to, you know, bloom and blossom all the time, it would be very, very hard. So it is very necessary to stop, isn't it? And just honour this space.
It is, yes, going into sort of the deep darkness, the deep. I mean, I actually made a list of my desires and what I would vision with Rod, my husband, for 2014. And this year we actually gave it back to the earth. We made our prayers, folded them up and buried them. And that felt very strong to be able to put them back into the earth. And she received them. So they're there, just waiting to grow.
Yeah, lovely thing to do, very lovely. And it's about just letting go of the control of it, isn't it? It's coming out of that, forcing things to happen.
Totally. I think we've all, as we've gone through the educational, or the standard educational system, I think a lot of us are conditioned into achieving, setting goals and, controlling. And letting go of control, thinking that we are actually in charge of our lives, is a huge thing to realise and accept. I'm sure we all have got choices with our destiny and our fate, but to actually embrace spirit, if that's what you want to call it and you're used to calling it that, to embrace your spirit and the energy and go with that trust is so freeing. And if you can get to that point of trust, it's a beautiful place to be.
Yes, thank you for that. So I know, because of our discussion before we started the interview today, that you are part of the Fountain of Life Womb Awakening program, which sounds amazing.
It is amazing.
Tell us about that. Is that something that's happening worldwide?
It is. It's a worldwide initiative been run by a beautiful English lady called Seren and her American husband Azra. The fountainoflife.org, and their teachings have come through many different lines, the Magdalene line, the priestess of Isis line, the druids in this country, the grail priestesses. So it pulls on a lot of information and a lot of knowledge from sacred traditions all around the world, and they are so giving and so supportive in sharing that knowledge and the passion and integrity they have is second to none. You know, I've been doing this sort of work for many years now, and I haven't found such shining lights as them.
So tell us a little bit about the program. What is the Womb Awakening program? Is it something that's rolling out over the whole year?
Yes, it is. It's online training. We've just finished a 40-day Womb and Hara Awakening intensive. So within that, and it runs, the next one is in March 2014, and that's for men and women. And it's a 40-day sacred journey where the women reclaim their wild feminine power, and it helps reactivate the sacred true heart of men's womb warriors. And it brings that together in sacred union. Now, that's a word that's bandied about quite a lot in sort of tantric yoga and the yoga world. But it's all about healing our individual separation of our masculine and feminine. And without healing that within ourselves, how can we possibly do it within our communities or on global levels? So it's the first step, really, on that 40-day journey. And people are supported by womb mentors, and there are many of those listed on the website all over the world. And you get support with your mentor. And apart from the online stuff, which some people really is quite new for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I also like to offer face-to-face workshops. So there is the opportunity for people to do that, where they will learn the core practices, because there's also yoga practices, qigong practices, different meditations, which are really useful to learn face-to-face rather than online.
Yes. So people can find out that by going, could you say the website again?
Sure. It's www.thefountainoflife.org. There's also a Facebook page, and there's separate womb circle groups that people can join. But the first point would definitely be the website.
So you talked a little bit there about all of us healing and integrating the masculine and feminine energies within us. Can you talk to us a little bit about what that means, let's say, as a female, for me, what that would mean? How would I integrate, just using me as an example here, masculine energies, and how, for a man, how would they integrate the feminine energies? Can you talk to us a little bit about what that means in more everyday terms?
I'd ask you, first of all, whether you felt any imbalances on your left and right side, whether you felt stronger on one side than the other. Maybe you had pain on one side, or if you had a recurring ailment or spots or anything that you had become aware of on your physical body.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to say something then.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
come up physically, because normally things come through us energetically and then appear on our physical body. So the manifestation physically is normally the last thing. So a lot of the work is done on an energetic level. So to try and help rebalance those imbalances before they do manifest outwardly.
Certainly.
So that's how we work.
Brilliant. So tell everybody how we know how to get in touch with the Fountain of Life and the Womb Awakening Program. How can people find out more about you?
Yes, my general website is yoganature.co.uk, and that lists all the yoga classes I do locally here in Canterbury in Kent. And that's the womb yoga and the pregnancy yoga. And also there's a list there of all the therapies I do at Broome Park Golf and Country Club, which is a lovely venue, very womb-like treatment room, beautiful curved ceiling. I work there. And there's also a link on there to my Blessed Bee website, which is blessed-bee.co.uk, which is the website for all the goddess trainings and workshops. I co-run the Kent Goddess Temple with Frances Ely, and we meet 16 times a year. So if anyone wants to know more about the pagan goddess cycle and the Wheel of the Year, that's the place to go to.
What would people benefit from if they were to participate in such a gathering?
Ooh, you'd have to ask them. They'd get to, if they wanted to, they can learn about the pagan Wheel of the Year, the different ceremonies that happen. Obviously, we've just come into New Year. The next one will be Imbolc, which is the coming of the milk for lambs and the relevance of that. So we look at the traditions and why that happens, and the different goddesses of this land, which is taught by the Glastonbury Goddess Temple, that are relevant to the time of year. But we also look at the goddesses around the world, relevant to the energy of that time of year. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of information, there's a lot to learn, and it's just like opening a new book, you know.
Ooh. Absolutely. Mm. It's very empowering, isn't it, to link ourselves back to the older ways, to the wisdom that's there.
It is. It's remembering. You know, I'm sure many of us have done this before, and it's just beautiful to come together in a circle of women.
Mm. It is. It is. And can you tell everybody as well about your lovely products? Because I have experienced them, and they are absolutely beautiful. So I'd love to be able to share that with others as well.
Thank you, Sarah. Well, I, being a beekeeper, I obviously get lots of beeswax and honey, and I'm a qualified aromatherapist, so I can go on to make my products and sell them. And I've, in the last sort of 6 months, I've been intuitively working with the womb products. So I've made some energy essence sprays. One's called the Goddess of Rhiannon, who's obviously the goddess I work with, who walks on the path of love and beauty. So that spray I use on my clients just before they have a womb massage treatment. So it sets the energy. Very beautiful spray to use. And there's also an anointing oil. So if anyone, you can wear it as a perfume, or if you're used to doing ceremony and ritual, you can prepare yourself by anointing yourself on your wrists or your third eye or over your womb and heart chakra before you go into meditation or visualization or whatever you're choosing to do. So that's one product range, the Goddess of Rhiannon. And the other one is the Lady of Avalon range, which smells to me very earthy, very warm, and abundant. And I go down to Glastonbury probably once about every 6 weeks, and these products are all for sale in the Goddess Temple gift shop, which, if you've never been there, it's like a little wonderful shop, and you just want to buy everything because it's so beautiful, and it's stocked by different products from all women who obviously love the goddess and have worked very closely with different goddesses. So very beautiful work, and it all goes to support the Goddess Temple in Glastonbury as well.
And that's how people can get hold of those products, is that right?
They can through the Glastonbury Goddess Temple gift shop in person. And they've also got a website and they've also got a Facebook page. I'm hoping that eventually there'll be another website for me where they can buy online. But at the moment, my focus of energy is actually on the Womb Awakening program. So just sending out stuff myself, you know, isn't my main thing at the moment. So that's why the shop's doing it for me.
Absolutely. Yes. If they can do it, brilliant.
Absolutely.
And how do people get hold of those? Is it the goddesstemple.co.uk, Glastonbury Goddess Temple?
It is Glastonbury Goddess Temple Gifts.co.uk.
That's the one, yes. And they are truly beautiful. I can vouch for those, having stepped into the cloud of aroma myself.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angie. There's so much to explore, isn't there? So much.
There is.
We literally just touched on it here today, but it's lovely to talk to you and to hear all that you're doing.
Well, thank you for inviting me to come along, and thank you everyone for listening.
Okay, and have an amazing 2014 with everything that you're doing to help the world awaken to the path of love and beauty.
Thank you. Blessed be everyone.
Thank you, Angie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.
Welcome back to the Nature Connection Show. You're listening to Natural Health Radio. I'm Sarah Turner, and in this final part of the Nature Connection Show today, I'd like to invite the beings of colour onto our show. Now, here in England, we've had a very mild winter, as I mentioned at the beginning, but it's also we've had a lack of sunshine as well. We've had some lovely blue sky days. But mostly, certainly where I live, it's been quite dark. And as I'm recording the programme this morning, I've got the light on and it's actually quite dark and gloomy. So it is a time of year when there is much less light and many people do experience symptoms of seasonal affective disorder, which can be extremely debilitating. So let's talk about colour today. Now, I'm not talking about colour as in fashion colour or the colours that many people talk about for makeup or more in a sort of accessory sense. What I'm talking about is colour as a living being. Now, this show is all about connecting back to nature. Nature has a whole myriad of colours and speaks to us through colour. Through the light of the day, through to the dark of the night, our world is constantly changing from a colour perspective. And although today, here where I live, it's quite grey, still looking out the window right now, I can see a lot of colour. There are still shades of colour, even when they are colours that maybe are not in the spectrum that are most pleasing to us, they can still speak to our souls. And whether they speak to our souls in a pleasing way or in a way that brings up what aspects of ourselves that we don't like, there are still messages within that. And when we hear those messages, life can be so much easier. So we're talking about colour as a living being today. And I'd really like to introduce you, if you haven't already thought about this, as colour as being living vibrations. We often associate it with fabric that's been dyed, maybe in chemical ways that come out of factories. But actually, real colour, the colours of the rainbow, are living beings. And they have a life force of their own and also messages for us on the frequencies that they emit to us. So this is the type of energy that I would like you to just bring into you today as you listen to this program. So let me ask you a few questions just to spark in you some thoughts about how colour comes into your life. So maybe just look out the window right now and see what colours you can see. If it is nighttime, there, that's still a colour. Even though our eyes aren't able to see in the same way, there are still colours coming through. So just take a note of what colours are outside you right now and just have a look at them maybe in a little bit more detail. From my window, I can see the green of the trees. I can see a lot of grey because it's quite foggy. But in that fogginess, there is also a certain intrigue, a certain mystery that you can look into that and it can actually take you and speak to you. So just see what colours you can see right now. Also, have a look down at what you're wearing. Although we're not speaking about colour from a fashion perspective today, the clothes that we buy and that we wear do tell us a lot about ourselves. So just look down right now and see what colours you're wearing, whether they are from the warmer spectrum, which would be reds, yellows, oranges, or from the cooler spectrum, which would be blues, lavenders, violets, purples. You might be into the more feminine nurturing spectrum, which would be purples again and magentas, pinks, or you may be into the more neutral colours, such as green and turquoise. And maybe lime, quite a cleansing colour. So just have a look down. Have a think about what colours are in your wardrobe and what colours you tend to buy, what draws your eye when you go out shopping. And also your favourite clothes, the ones maybe you have a favourite cardigan or jumper or dress that you put on and that makes you feel really good. What colour is that? So just really checking in and allowing the colour to speak to you in that way. And also have a think about your favourite foods. What colour are they? And obviously we're talking probably about natural foods there here, but do you have a favourite fruit? Do you have a favourite herbal tea? Do you have a favourite vegetable? So just checking in and looking at the colour and just starting to attune yourself to the frequencies that work well with your body and your system. Most of us do actually have constitutional colours, and they are colours that we come back to again and again and again. And we might change for a while because we need a different frequency, but much of the time we come back to this colour because it suits us. And this is where colour therapists do a wonderful job. My sister is actually a colour therapist and works with clothing and colour. And I remember her doing my colours for me several years ago. And it was extraordinary what she was telling me, coming from a very practical perspective, fitted beautifully with my own sense of more spiritual colours and how those two spoke to each other. So we do always have colours that reflect back to us our own beauty, and that can be seen from a physical sense, emotional or spiritual. It's all the same thing. So that I hope that's been a little bit useful for you to tune into the colours. And today, obviously, it's a huge subject. Most of the time, the colours do fit into different spectrums. So as I said before, we have the warmer colours, such as red, orange and yellow. So if those are some of your favourite colours, I'm actually going to be exploring those in more detail in a second. And then we have the neutral and often seen as cleansing colours, such as lime. Yellow possibly might fit into that, and green and turquoise. If you love those, they are very cleansing, cooling colours. And then we go into the more calming colours, such as blue and violet and lavender colours, and going into the purples. If you've chosen these, then these are colours that show that your nervous system needs some calming. It may be just your constitution. You may be a very sensitive person. And in today's world, everything is very sort of charged. and it can be quite difficult if you're sensitive. So actually, if you're drawn to those colours, it can be a lovely way of actually just keeping your system nice and calm and feeling nurtured. Or if you've chosen the pinks, the magentas, the purple colours, these are all very feminine, nurturing colours. So this, if these are yours, that's the aspect that they're calling to you, is of actually taking care of yourself, self-love, self-nurturance, self-nourishment. So whether they're calling to you right now, as maybe they're not colours that you use, but you're using them right now, that could be their message for you. Or if they're long-term colours for you, it may be a theme that runs through your life. So in these dark days here in the Northern Hemisphere, I'd like to call in some of the warmer colours to talk about in a little bit more detail today. So we're going to be looking at red, orange and yellow. So these are from the warmer spectrum of colour. So let's first of all have a look at red. Now, there are all different shades of red, and from my putting my flower essence practitioner and trainer hat on, I know that many people find red quite a difficult colour, and it's a very stimulating colour, and a colour that not many people, that lots of people don't feel that comfortable with. So if this is you, just take notice of that, and I'm going to explain some of the reasons why. Red, as you know, is a colour that draws our attention. In this country, red is the colour of stop in traffic lights. So it's often a colour that's used to warn us of danger. Not so much danger, it's asking us to wake up, to come into our bodies and pay attention. So I don't know if you remember at school, teachers always used to mark work with red. So often it can have a little bit of a connotation that people aren't that comfortable with. So there are many reasons why red might do that for you. But in an energetic sense, one of the biggest reasons is that it pulls us right back into our bodies. And if we've had traumatic experiences or if we're not feeling very comfortable in the physical, red is a colour that can actually heighten that. However, if you suffer from fatigue, in chronic fatigue syndrome, red has actually shown to be a colour that is extremely beneficial for lifting energy levels. So if you have a picture of fatigue, using red can be really, really, really helpful. And there are many studies been done on how this can actually lift the energy of people who suffer from long-term fatigue. So let's tune into the spirit of fire a little, spirit of red a little bit. So of course it is the colour of fire, and orange and yellow come into it as well, but mostly red is the red ray. As we said before, it is the colour of drawing our attention. It's very grounding, very opening and very warming colour. So if you're very cold, actually sitting next to heat, it would be of the red ray. So if you can just imagine how that feels, extremely warming and nurturing to the body, that is what red does to us. It's also a colour of confidence. So dressing in red is one of those big confidence colours. So if you have to go somewhere, maybe for a job interview, and you need to take a lot of courage and confidence with you, red is a colour that you can wear quite easily. Now, dressing completely in red may be a little bit over the top, but certainly red accessories can work very well. If it's a colour that you don't want to show to the public, red socks are known to warm the feet. Red underwear can be very, very grounding. So these are just simple ways that you can bring this vibration into your life. And obviously, if you can use fabrics that are also organic and as natural as possible, you're also going to be bringing the best aspects of that ray to your body. Now, if you do find red a very uncomfortable colour, you might just want to flip to the cooler colours, such as blue. It's just hearing me talk about red brings anxiety up into you. And I do understand that, because red has not always been a favourite colour of mine. I've learned to make friends with it through all the work that I've done and through the modalities that I teach. But I do understand that for some it is a very uncomfortable colour. So if listening to this and thinking about red makes you feel like that, just allow yourself to walk into a nice blue vibration and just see how that changes. I can feel my voice changing just as I talk about this vibration. And just allow that blue vibration to cool and calm you and allow you to take a deep, big, deep breath. So a much more palatable, digestible colour is orange. And if you need energy and if you need nourishment and nurturance, and don't we all, and you need colour in your life to uplift you, orange is a much easier colour. So let's tune into the energies of orange a little bit. So it's a gentle version, if you like, of red. And it's quite a difficult colour to wear. So it needs to be brought in through accessories. Crystals are a lovely way to bring the orange ray into your life, through orange foods, literally such as oranges, and carrots can be very uplifting and bring that lovely warming orange ray into your body. So let's just thinking about orange. It's the colour of the sacral chakra, whereas which I didn't mention before, red is actually the root chakra. So again, it's very much, it's still a grounding colour, but in a more gentle way. It's a colour of pleasure. It's a colour of self-love and self-nurturance. So just take a few moments to breathe some orange colour into your system. And see how that opens you. See how maybe you feel a little bit, almost that you can taste orange. It's a colour that when we talk about it, it almost gets the taste buds. It gets the saliva flowing in the body because it brings into us that idea of pleasure and actually eating and feeding ourselves with good soul foods. So in this way, orange is a very, very useful colour to bring some warmth and nourishment to your system. If you think about the skyline, especially at this time of year, we have the most stunning, here in East Kent where I live, we have the most stunning sunsets, and we're often very blessed to see the sky turn the most gorgeous golden orangey colour at sunset. So in order to get that colour into your life, maybe just taking a walk down or out into nature at that time, or just looking out of your window and just drinking in those sunset colours. If orange is pleasing to you, but actually the kind of orange is not so great for you, you might want to turn and think about the colour gold or some of the browny colours. Maybe just taking it down a notch into some of more of the earth oranges, burnt oranges. You may actually want to just seek out those colours. And if these colours are colours that you have in your home or that you use for your clothes or accessories, or if they're crystals that you have, you may just want to be open to the messages that they have for you. So orange is a lovely colour to use for the female. It's a lovely colour to use for self-care as people go into menopause. If people have issues with their menstrual cycle, there are other colours such as the pinks and magentas and purples that may also be very useful. But orange may be a very balancing and stabilising colour. And certainly at this time of year, it brings a lot of brings life back into our darker days. And lastly, let's have a tune into the colour yellow. So yellow, again, has many different shades. We can have bright primrose yellows, and we can also tune them right down almost into the orangey yellows and the more golden yellows. So this is the colour that represents the solar plexus chakra. So it's great for confidence. It's a great colour for allowing us to step out of our comfort zones and into the greater people that we all are. So if you need some help in actually stepping out and that's allowing yourself to be the bigger, better version of you. Maybe if you've been hiding away and you feel it's now time to step out and own your gifts a little bit more, maybe some of the gold and yellows would be very, very helpful to you. It's also, as you can tell, the colour of sunlight and daylight. And we can all do with this ray more, especially if we live in the Northern Hemisphere and then in the northern parts of Europe, as I do, where we are not always blessed with the most sunlight. So just bringing this ray in can really help you to lift any darker moods and to really give you some energy to walk out into the world. So there are some lovely essential oils that you can use that can bring in the yellow ray. The blends of oils that I work with actually are called Cat's Eye Blends, and they can be purchased through the AromaVision site. And there is a lovely yellow blend of essential oils that I use a lot myself. It's very beautiful and has many different essential oils. Lemon is in it, but there are also other essential oils that just bring this rounded picture so that the yellow is not too stimulating, that it also calms and soothes and really allows you to experience the colour yellow on a very rounded way. Yellow is a colour that's also used, it's very good to be used in study. So I use this yellow blend of essential oils very, very often if I'm working. So I put some drops in a burner, and or I make myself up a mister, and I actually mist the room, I mist myself. And I found it does actually really, really work to help the brain to just work more smoothly, more easily, to fire up inspiration, to blast away any fatigue. So if this feels like something you need, maybe you're a student or you have some studies to do and you need that atmosphere around you and within you that will help you to study and help you to study to your best effect, you might like to call in the yellow ray, because it can be really, really beneficial. So you can do this through some essential oils, as I explained there, through the yellow blend sold by AromaVision. You can also use your yellow crystals. You can just lighting some candles to bring in that yellow ray, or bringing many people choose to paint their studies in colours that reflect that, because it does actually help the brain work a little bit more. So let's see if you can bring the yellow ray into your life in that way, and to help you study and to help you with confidence and step out into that, the bigger picture of you. You can also combine these colours very, very beautifully. So when we sit in front of an open fire, we do actually see that these three colours of red, orange and yellow. So how lovely it would be if you were to find a way of weaving these three colours into maybe a collage, or maybe just sitting down with a big piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, getting out a red, orange and yellow, some paints or some colours, and just allowing yourself to create almost like a mandala of how red, orange and yellow speak to you, and just to see what emerges on the paper in front of you. If you have crystals of these colours and you feel in need of picking yourself up, of energy and upliftment, just bring them out, put them onto your desk, make them part of your day, put them in your pocket and get them out during the day, and just allow these colours to speak to you. Whichever colour has spoken to you out of the red, orange and yellow, next time you go to the supermarket, look at the vegetables of these different colours. Some peppers are a lovely way to bring these colours into your life. So maybe just see if you can find a way of allowing the colours to speak to you, and to also start bringing them into your life as living beings. And because colour, just like the nature beings, when we acknowledge her, she can bring great gifts into our life. So I hope you've enjoyed that little journey through colour. I certainly enjoyed introducing you to the rays of red, orange and yellow. As always, I look forward to speaking to you next week, and I wish you an amazing waning moon week, and I send you many blessings of colour into your life. Until next week, goodbye.